Many college graduates are out looking for work this summer and someplace affordable to live. That might mean some downsizing, real downsizing. Places like New York, Seattle, San Francisco, where space is scarce, demand is through the roof if you can afford a roof. There's a new housing trend. NPR's Lee Hale has more on what's called micro-apartments.
Think dorm life, but a little more grown up. Small studio apartments, kitchenettes, beds that fold into the wall to make space. It's a tight fit. And before Christina House and her boyfriend moved in a couple months ago, some of her friends warned her.
Oh, you're going to lose space. Aren't you going to be cramped? But honestly, we have more living space and more sleeping space in this apartment, even though it's a different format.
Christina lives at the new We Live apartment building in Arlington, Virginia. The developer says what residents like her give up in square footage is made up for in large communal spaces, like a fitness studio.
Come all the way back up to the top. Let's see five more. Here we go. Five air squats. Push your knees out.
There's also a giant commercial-grade kitchen downstairs and a large living room with plush couches and bookshelves. But what Christina appreciates the most doesn't have to do with all the additional space.
Hey, hi. Hi.
That's Christina's dog, Raleigh, a high-energy lab beagle mix.
My first week here, one of the girls, they met him and they're like, oh, he's so sweet. If you can't get home in time, I'm happy to like come by your apartment. Like, I'll walk him for you. And I was like, okay, thanks. Yeah.
People are looking to live in community. That is, they're a little sick of the shiny glass high-rise where nobody knows their neighbors.
This is Brad Hargraves, founder and CEO of Common in Brooklyn. Like We Live, Common offers small personal living spaces and planned events, like group dinners or book clubs. Hargraves wants to make the decision of where to live as stress-free as possible. He even streamlined the application process, and he throws in unlimited coffee. People are lining up.
We've gotten over 6,000 applications for about 100 rooms that we've opened thus far.
6,000 applications. Mike Simonson of Altos Research sees this as evidence of a housing crisis in coastal cities like New York and Seattle.
Strong economic growth, strong inbound immigration, and a real shortage of affordable quality units.
Simonson is both a real estate consultant and an investor. He's helping fund a new micro-apartment project in Seattle called A New Apartments, and he shared some numbers to back up his decision to invest. Like 40,000. That's the number of jobs he says Seattle is adding each year. Compare that to the number of new apartments, only 7,000. And you start to see a real problem. Or, for Simonson, a business opportunity.
I don't think this is going to replace things like high-rise development, but I think it's a really important trend, especially in the cities facing this crisis.
An apartment at a new will cost you a little over $1,000 a month for about 250 square feet. That's smaller than your typical studio, but they look sharp. Granite countertops, stainless steel. The developers use the word luxury. But not everyone can afford those prices. And some developers also see potential in micro-apartments as affordable housing, like Linda Madalini. She says micro-apartments would meet her clients' financial as well as social needs.
What they're really demanding is not just an apartment building where they're not part of something bigger. They really want to be in a context where they have a neighborhood and they have a community. And I think landlords are really trying to be competitive with that.
Madalini expects that all developers will begin thinking less about square footage and access to a swimming pool and more about what it takes to create a sense of belonging. Lee Hale, NPR News.